Hare Krishna. I'm got Shambi Hare here behind me on the floor, planning out my diet and familiarizing himself with the diet that the Ayurvedic doctor prescribed, which I think I'm in favor of. I like the idea. I think it'll be good for me overall, sort of a detoxification, and it'll also be good for the dissolving or the scar tissues that are in these operations, and it will, I think, would be very positive. It means no carbohydrates.
Yes.
No carbohydrates. That means no potatoes, no wheat, rice, and other things. No sour fruits, sweet fruits. Mostly, it means vegetables and mung dal. No pulses or beans, peas.
You can eat peas.
No. Oh, she said yesterday the peas are not good.
Really?
I think so. Or did she say it was okay?
Because here's okay.
Uh-huh. Then it's okay, peas.
Beans.
And
sweet potato.
So mostly it's just strict vegetable and diet. And then in addition to that...
No chickpeas.
No chickpeas. In addition to that, this is for 3 months, so it'll be May, June, July, and every month for 1 week, then nothing else but vegetables and dal, mung dal. Other times can add other things like ikadasi, chapatis, and other but here it's just this. You want to say something? And then I'm also getting some Ayurvedic medicine. Obviously, it comes along with the diet. I'm not quite sure whether all this is going to address the immediate kidney issue, but anyway, Srila Prabhupada would say, you know, why not? Let's try it. It's an interesting phenomenon. Depending on Krishna, using your intelligence, seeing how is Krishna working through doctors, when to say no to doctors, what to speak of, how to actually find the middle path when doctors have differences of opinion. And that's also a very interesting thing. So all of this, keeping always Krishna in mind and having him as the center point, and never really depending on him, not becoming over-dependent, as Bhagavatam says, over-dependent on another's mercy. Interesting. And you said apricots is okay?
Apricots.
Fresh apricots.
Fresh
not
apricots.
Dry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many in the farm.
Yeah, that's good. At the farm we got, Sharapihar has got apricots. We planted our own apricot tree, but I don't know if that survived the winter. Sharapihar has got nice apricots, and especially we should put a reserved sign on Sri Sarovar is apricot tree. That's like the best apricots in the world. They're like mangoes, and unfortunately no mangoes, right?
No mangoes.
No mangoes. Oh boy. Anyway, it's important for devotees if they want to get to the stage of going out invitations for lunch. I'm not going to be able to eat according to taste. I'm going to have to eat according to health, which was not something that Srila Prabhupada liked very much. Prabhupada spoke a lot about fasting, how good it was, healthy it was, but he didn't like fasting himself. On different occasions, he just forgot about, just put aside whatever fasting recommendations were there, said that it really wasn't for him. Sometimes he did it very vehemently. And I'm starting to get a little concerned that Radha Damodar is really enjoying his stay in this house. He's getting all kinds of fancy foods. Every morning he eats about 20 different types of fruits. And so if all he gets is... all he gets is also what I eat, and that may accelerate our trip back to Hungary, and may accelerate something about kidney functions as well. Because then in Hungary there, he'll get the Rajbhog offering and all the other nice things with all the bio-vegetables and so on. I'm just trying to entice him back as one means of finding a solution for this health issue. This evening I'm going not far from now, not in a little while, to the hospital for a blood test. We'll see if there's any change. And then this evening we'll see the nephrologist, who's the kidney specialist with Sundarananda Prabhu, and ask him questions and see where we go from here. Yeah, so Shyam Bihari, you're going to have to communicate, although to people, although for me, I mean, having just steamies with the right vegetables and... you can have that. What's that rice called? Quinoa? Rice substitute. Quinoa and that ikadasi chapati, then that's like having and mango. That's fine. It doesn't sound like fast, big austerity. And except don't do this thing. I don't know where, but some people do this thing about steaming, and they steam everything separately and they serve it. Come on, steam all together. It's like a much, much more palatable and much nicer. It's not three level steam. Oh, I didn't tell you that Ankur tracked down a 150 year antique three level cooker in Calcutta, or I think it was Agavit. And the only problem is the insides weren't there. And he made an inside with out of brass, but you can't cook in brass. I mean, you can have the outside of a pot brass, but you can't have the inside of a pot brass. So either we have to tin it, or we have to get some stainless steel, matching stainless steel ones. Yeah, and it's the type which also which has a wok on the top.
Oh,
so it's got three levels plus a wok, and underneath it's got where there you could put charcoals or cow dung. So it's actually got a little stove underneath, and you can put somewhere in the farm. I can finally cook with cow dung instead of having to cook with wood or gas.
That's nice.
Yeah, and it's an antique. So that's great. I don't know. Somehow I had mine here. I didn't have one with that cooker on the bottom, but I've seen them. I seen them when I was in Calcutta when they used to sell them. So that's wonderful. And then you can just cook with that. You just need to get the inside parts. Yeah, they didn't have the inside parts because it was an antique. And well, the best place to get that thing tinned, that would be the easiest thing. That's what the originals were, they were tinned. Again, getting that here in the West, I don't know whether that's going to work. We do things on such a small scale. Okay, they're ready. Anyway, that's the diet, little info for those who want to know and those who may be concerned, or those who are concerned in the sense that whose homes I may end up eating at, and May, June, July. And then at the end of the July, then back to normal, back to eating the way Prabhupada wanted us to eat. Hare Krishna.